happen. What they did see was a nominee who had so much baggage, personal and professional, that basically should, under any normal set of circumstances, meaning non-Trump circumstances, and these are Senate Republicans saying this, not me, would have disqualified Gates from consideration as a nominee in the first place.
Trump's pick to be defense secretary was meeting with senators today. Pete Hegseth has been accused of sexual misconduct by a woman in California in 2017. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The accuser, referenced as Jane Doe, reported feeling like she'd been drugged and recalls saying no a lot while in a hotel room with Hegseth, where she says he prevented her from leaving and that he was on top of her. Hegseth told police he was buzzed, but not intoxicated.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and his former defense minister. Elizabeth Palmer reports from Tel Aviv.
The court said there were reasonable grounds to believe that Netanyahu and Gallant had intentionally deprived Gazan civilians of food, water, medicine, and electricity. The warrants are going to put both of them at risk of arrest if they travel to any of the 124 countries that are members of the court, but that does not include the U.S. or Israel.
Russia used an experimental intermediate-range ballistic missile in an attack on Ukraine today in the city of Dnipro. Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
This is a residential area. It's not what you would consider part of that volatile front line where the fighting is taking place, and that's largely artillery. This is just a signal from Russia that we've got the reach and we're ready to pull the trigger.
The powerful storm in the Pacific Northwest has sparked heavy rains, strong winds, and it's downed trees. One crashed on Nancy Dean's home in Seattle.
It just sounded like a big explosion. It was just like we just jumped off the couch and didn't know what to do.
Meteorologist Kate Bylow.
This flooding concern will continue into the weekend. 10 to 15 inches, possibly higher amounts expected over Northern California. We can also expect winds tomorrow to gust up to 50 miles per hour.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jacob.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits envy payoff device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
A TV network is sticking up for a controversial author, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports.
In a statement, HBO says J.K. Rowling has a right to express her views on trans people as it focuses on casting for a new TV series based on her books that'll stream on Max.
I'm Ron, by the way. Ron Weasley.
I'm Harry. Harry Potter.
Rowling's been loudly criticized for anti-trans remarks, as well as an essay detailing her belief that young people experiencing gender dysphoria eventually outgrow it. The Potter TV series isn't expected to be released until 2026. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Iranians have found a number of ways to protest their government. The latest, an Iranian activist has sewn his lips together in protest over the apparent suicide of a fellow campaigner and the government's restrictions on the funeral. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any light rain will come to an end this evening. Cloudy tonight, low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high mid-40s. For the upcoming weekend, it stays dry and mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. Currently 40 degrees.
rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl, so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Here we are just after 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow, getting through a snowy day. It's finally ended. Already starting to melt out there, but it's going to get cold tonight, so some icy patches, I think, on side roads to be aware of, too. On the way at 6:30, it's high school championship football. Dick Graceffa has a call. St. Catharines against Baldwin. It's on the way with a pregame at 6:30 tonight here on WRJN. Now, though, the timeless hits continue. Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. They used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. And birds who live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Memorial Park
to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fools said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the sounds of silence. Won't be silent at Camp Randall Stadium this evening. Ah, they're doing all the high school football championship games today. We have the last one of the day on the schedule coming up at 6:30, the pregame. St. Catharines taking on Baldwin for the Division IV title. High school football champs will have the game 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on WRJN. We're going to simulcast it with our sister station out in Baldwin as well, so a big audience planned for tonight.
We're still the one.
Wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Well, tomorrow's the day Cindy Huber's wrapping up her Artist of Record contest, giving away another record player. We're not talking about that high-end turntable that goes into the high-end stereo system. This is a little suitcase record player, the kind you used to listen to 45s with your friends in your mom's basement on. It's kind of a fun giveaway. She'll do that tomorrow sometime between 9 and 2 as we wrap up that fun contest, doing all the vinyl giveaways tomorrow morning here on WRJN.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music.
no kick against modern jazz. And if they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony, that's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. Too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Yeah, Chuck Berry on WRJN. For 97 years, we've been your home for local news, and timeless hits are on the air now. And, of course, we've covered high school football, basketball, Racine Raiders, all kinds of fun stuff over the years. Tonight, we get to cover the St. Catharines versus Baldwin game for the WIAA Division IV State Football Championship. The team made it all the way through undefeated, St. Catharines did. Baldwin, pretty tough team, and we're going to air the game tonight here on WRJN, of course. But we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. We've got 20 radio stations across the state of Wisconsin, and one of them is St. Croix Country, WSCM, in the actual city of Baldwin. Not a lot of people out there, but the whole county is going to be following the game. So if you're listening on WRJN, you're kind of joined across the state by the audience that will be hearing the same game at the same time over in Baldwin on WSCM. So be kind. May the best team win. Dick Graceffa coming up at 6:30. Have a great night. Good luck, St. Cats. Good luck, Baldwin. From WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Leaving you tonight with the Monkees.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Because I'm leaving.
patient, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last train to Knoxville. Take the last.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So don't you be this time.
welcome to Civic Media coverage of high school football and the championship game at Camp Randall Stadium tonight between Racine St. Catharines Angels and the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. This is the first time WRJN in Racine has teamed up with WSCM in Baldwin. As part of the Civic Media Network, we are here to bring you this game and all kinds of fun stuff across the state. When you find yourself traveling, be sure you take us with you on the Civic Media app, or you can find all our stations online at civicmedia.us. Back to the game, enjoy it, and good luck to both teams from Baldwin and Racine on WSCM St. Croix Country and WRJN.
Yards and 5 TDs. The Angels are led by Eddie Vinson, who has completed 65 of our 127 passes for 1,200 yards and 25 scores. Leading rusher for the Angels is Amarian Holder, who has rushed 87 times for 846 yards and 11 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Lamont Duty Hamilton, who has 26 receptions for 596 yards and 12 TDs. My keys to the game as I see it, first for the Blackhawks tonight. Their success tonight will be dictated by Sells' ability to run and pass. Hollendorf will have to complement Sell with some huge runs. And three, they must play good run defense against the quicker Angels team. My keys to the game for the Angels, the quicker Angels will try to establish their running game right away. They'll design some run-pass option plays for Vinson to keep the Blackhawks honest and must get a turnover or two to come out with a win tonight. All that said, I'll turn it over now to Dylan Dooley here at Camp Randall Stadium to get his take on this game tonight.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game features a very high-powered offense of Baldwin-Woodville. They're able to put up a lot of points. We've seen them so far in the playoffs put up 40 points or more in all four of the levels that they have played so far in the tournament. And it all comes down to this very tough St. Cats defense that's only allowed three touchdowns all year. So it's truly a big battle of which side's going to come out. Is it going to be the St. Cats defense that prevails, or is it going to be this Baldwin-Woodville high-scoring offense?
Well, we got three state champions already crowned today. In Division 7, it was Edgar winning the Division 7 title. Lomira won the Division 6 title. In a game that just concluded, Stratford won the Division 5 title, and I believe that was their 11th state title, most in the state. 10? Okay.
Dylan. Record setting, number 10. There's two teams tied at 9, and Stratford just put themselves over to the lonesome category.
And we welcome in all of our listeners, both Angel listeners and Blackhawk listeners, listening in on this broadcast tonight. And we can tell our listeners that if you're not watching on TV, that the playing field looks a lot different than it did at 9 o'clock this morning, Dylan.
Yeah, this morning we had a lot of wintry mix, slush, snow, a little bit of everything. Come to find out, the WIAA, per Travis Wilson, they did not request the field to be heated. So a lot of people were upset. Hey, why isn't the field turned on? They put all these new coils in here in the off season. Why did they not turn them on? Well, the WIA didn't request that, but as a favor to them, UW-Madison had turned on the field and the heated bleachers that they feature here at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, and that first game played this morning, that started at 10 a.m. between Edgar and Potosi-Cassville. Within minutes, it was very hard to read the jersey numbers of the players because the snow was sticking to the jerseys. That's how hard it was snowing and blowing. And now, other than cold weather here, Dylan, it looks like a very polished field tonight.
Yeah, it's about as good of a condition as you're going to see it. They put in all new turf here at Barry Alvarez Field inside Camp Randall Stadium. And it's an incredible, just the atmosphere is wonderful. We've seen a couple teams get crowned champions already here tonight. And we're going to crown our fourth and final of the day today between these two teams.
Yeah, so let's remind our listeners how both teams got here, starting with Baldwin Woodfield. In level one, they beat Oconawa Falls 58-21. In level two, they defeated Ellsworth 42-7. In the sectionals, they beat Freedom 48-35. And in the state semifinal, as I mentioned, they beat Winoconee 40-16. For the Angels, in level one, they defeated Shoreland Lutheran 44-6. Then they defeated Delavan Darien 54-0. In the sectionals, it was a very good game. Came down to the last play and Eddie Vinson's arm. They defeated Lake Mills 19-14. And then last week in a defensive battle, they beat three-time defending state champion Aquinas 12-6, and Aquinas had, they moved up from Division 5 last year to Division 4 this year because of the competitive rule. Talk a little bit about that, Dylan, for our listeners. What is the competitive rule?
Yeah, so depending on the abilities of your team, whether that's state championships, sectionals, after year, to sort of bring a balance back to the WIAA. They had created this competitive balance committee, and within that committee, they had decided this was the route that they wanted to proceed. And if you are to move up a division, you'll be stuck in that division for three years, and then you will... whether you don't hold as many points anymore, you'll bump back down to whatever your enrollment truly is. So in the past, you would only get bumped up for enrollment reasons, but that is no longer based on the competitive advantage rule.
All right, very good, Dylan. Let's take a moment now to mention the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin White and Chocolate Milk Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro... That's why the pro white and chocolate milk players know that they're going to need milk fuel for their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GottaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And with that, we'll step away for 2 minutes and hear from a few of our wonderful sponsors and patrons who help us put this game on tonight.
Thanks, Dick. I would like to take a moment to recognize our amazing and sponsors who make it possible for us to bring you this game. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community right here with DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by Lings on Lathrop, Sitco and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeCristo of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group of Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, and the Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. You're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football state championship right here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these games. That's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County teams.
All right, Dylan, thank you for that. Let's just recap some of these games today. In the first game, the Division 7 game, Edgar came out as the state champion, but there was not a lot of offense in that game. There was three miscues by Potosi Cassville that led to all of their points up until the end.
Yeah, it was a back and forth game. There was a few defensive breakdowns there towards the end of the game that kind of let Edgar pull away, you could say. But, you know, Edgar just continues their dominating fashion. They tied Stratford with the most wins until about 10 minutes ago, Dick.
Yeah, and then in Division 6, we had some offense in that game as Lomira defeated Grantsburg, and we saw some pretty good offense from both teams in that ball game.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun. It was high scoring, came right down to the end of the game, back and forth contest, and just a lot of fun. You can't really ask for much more here at State. None of us want to see blowouts. We all want to see close games and, allow us to be able to call something fun.
And then the game that just concluded now, the Stratford Tigers winning, as Dylan said, their record-setting 10th state title. They had a very good offense, but when you look at the stats in the program book, they're pretty balanced. They don't have one standout player. Like tonight, as I mentioned, we're going to have two, as I call them, two dual threat quarterbacks in Vinson and Sell.
Yeah, we talked about it on the car ride out here. Gavin Sell, the quarterback there for Baldwin Woodville, multifaceted tools, Swiss Army knife, able to run the ball with ease, pass all over the field, just a explosive offense, you could say. So it's going to be an amazing game here with this tough-nosed defense overseeing St. Catharines.
And speaking of St. Catharines, they will be designated as the home team tonight with the higher seats. So they're dressed in their black uniforms with the white helmets and the white numerals, black pants. And the Baldwin Woodfield Blackhawks, they'll be dressed in their away white jerseys with the black or blue pants and the nice gold, we'll call them Notre Dame helmets.
Yeah, they look very nice, kind of like a red logo there on the helmets for the Blackhawks. They're about to do our coin toss here, Dick. I'm not sure which referee crew we have here tonight, but, you know, it's an honor to be able to work a state championship as a referee, whether you're the chain crew or us right here up in the booth, Dick. It's a big honor to be able to call and work a state championship.
Yeah, and on our way up here, I was talking to you. This is your second year of full-time broadcasting, and boom, you're already calling a state championship game. A lot of broadcasters don't get that after only 2 years, so feel fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we have a luxury here in Racine where we're able to cover some teams in the smaller divisions who, you know, usually have a better chance of making a deep run into the playoffs. Racine St. Cats, Dan Miller has created such a powerhouse down there. A well-oiled machine, a good system, and it just continues to be a token of success.
Well, it appears Baldwin has won the toss, and they deferred, so the Angels will get the ball to start our game when we start, in about 9 minutes. 9 minutes till kickoff. So let's read another WIAA radio spot. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. It's another spot from the WIAA, and there's plenty of them trying to remind people of what goes on with these student-athletes.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that some people take the route they do. Driving safe is super crucial, and, you know, got to be responsible out on the roads.
So seeing the Angels are going to get the ball first to start our game, Dylan, what do you think their mindset is to come out and show the Blackhawks of Baldwin?
I mean, we've talked a lot about the St. Cats defense, but let's not sleep on that offense. They as well have put up 45-plus points in every single game while pretty much pitching a shutout in all those performances. Just incredible team. There's a reason they're 13-0. There's a reason they're playing at Thursday, 7 p.m., under the lights of Camp Randall Stadium.
And while I have a moment, I'd like to also give a shout-out to the Racine Raiders Football Club that actually covered the Angels for the majority of this year. That, seeing that most of their home games were played at Horlick, I think they only had one game at Pritchard Park, maybe two. So congrats to them who followed them and brought them. Maybe they brought them luck to get them here to Camp Randall.
Yeah, they are here tonight, so they're trying to continue that success of watching them. We're fortunate enough to have the broadcast here tonight for all the people at home. Yeah, it's going to be a great game, and we're minutes away from kickoff here.
And I'm interested to see this Gavin Sell at quarterback. I mean, those numbers are pretty impressive. Now, again, Dylan, we can talk about, you know, competition, you know, down south versus up north. What would you see different? The biggest thing that I think will stand out tonight will be the speed factor between the two teams. I mean, and I clearly give that advantage to the Angels of Racine St. Catharines, but I don't think they've seen a team offensively that can score like the Blackhawks can.
No, one thing about St. Catharines, they do play in a little bit weaker of a conference for football. Their top hitters are good. St. Cats, Martin Luther. We had seen, you know,
Lake Country Lutheran.
Yes, them as well. They had a deep playoff run a couple years ago. This year they got bounced in the second round by the team that we've seen just win a state championship.
Yep.
So, you know, I agree with you. The athleticism is going to be a big difference. One thing I did notice already, just a numbers difference, Baldwin and Woodville have a few, I'd say 10 to 15 more players than St. Catharines on their team. So depth may come into question here tonight. They may have suited up their entire JV to freshmen, all the kids for the Blackhawks. I'm not sure, but right out the gate, numbers is a noticeable difference.
Yeah, I caught that right away too, but when you look at their roster, I think you bring up a good point. They might have rewarded the freshmen for all their hard work this year, you know, to suit them up and bring them up here for this experience, because again, you never know if you're going to get back here or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 30 years, I think they said, since the last time the Blackhawks were up here. So, you know, I wasn't even alive the last time Baldwin Woodville was up here. So being able to give those kids that experience and just provide lifelong memories, regardless if they win or lose, this game here tonight is something they will not forget for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and if you're wondering where Baldwin Woodville is located, it's located I-94 halfway between Menominee and Hudson, or halfway between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities in Minnesota. So they traveled a ways to get here for this title game.
Yeah. St. Catharines, we had probably another extra 15, 20 minutes on our trip from them, but it still took us an hour and a half to get up here. And it's, you know, 2.5, 3 hours for the Blackhawks to get to Madison. They had talked about, I think Slinger High School was the closest team to Madison this year, and it's the first time in, I want to say, the history of the tournament that a team was further than 60 miles from Madison to be the closest team. So 60 miles being the closest, that's the first time that that distance was that long. Prior to this year, it was all a lot closer teams.
Yeah, so that's an interesting stat right there to, you know, to bring up. But we shall see, and as Dylan mentioned, when you look at the numbers, the Blackhawks are lining up on their side, their sideline, and, yeah, they have probably 10 to 15 more players than the Angels.
They're standing shoulder to shoulder here, Dick, and they go from the 35-yard line all the way to the opposite 25, shoulder to shoulder of players, and the St. Catharines Angels go from the 25 to about the 45, all on the same side of the field. So numbers is definitely a noticeable thing here so far tonight.
And again, as I'll mention one more time, I see a lot of nines for years for the Blackhawks from Baldwin, so they might have allowed all the freshmen to make this journey with them tonight.
And hopefully they did. That's a huge honor. Like we mentioned, it's been 30 years, so the kids to be able to get out here, if I was a freshman at Baldwin Woodville, I'm guessing that's a co-op of some form, I would, coach, please, what can I do to be out there with the team? If I'm not in uniform with pads, can I be the ball boy? What can I do to come with you guys here tonight?
So we're just about ready, about 90 seconds away.